Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. Are you calling to cancel an account?
Hi, how are you? My
I'm good.
name is Jennifer Martinez. I have a question, or you guys, I have in my bank account. You, one second. I don't speak English very well, so let me try. Okay, December 18, you take $20, and what is that?
All right, I can help you with that, Miss Martinez. Let's see. Could you spell your first and last name for me?
Spell?
Yes, spell your first and last name.
Okay, MARTI. N-E-Z.
And can you spell Jennifer?
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
Thank you. Okay, is your email jkarina76@gmail?
No, it's Jennifer M 20001300@gmail.com.
20013.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm not finding an account with that email. Jennifer, Jennifer, letter M, 20013.
Yes.
Okay, no, ma'am, I'm not finding an account with that email.
Yesterday out, but
Is it in your husband's name?
I'm sorry?
Would it be in your under your husband?
No. Okay, the yesterday and in this and your link and sent out the my account. So closed yesterday.
Miss Martinez, do you have the card that was charged?
Yes.
Okay, would it help us out so we can cut through the chase and save us some time? If you have the last 8 digits of the card charged, that would help us to find those charges.
Do you need the number?
The last 8 digits. The last 8 digits.
The last eight. Okay, is 08290813.
Okay, I have it under the name of Jennifer N as in Nancy Martinez.
Yes.
Email is Jennifer M 2000, so 2000 and then 13. So I see where the communication came in. All right, so I see that you visited courtrec.com December 6, 2024. Basically, this account went over the 3-day trial. It didn't get canceled in time. That's why the recurring charges came in. I'll go ahead and refund that $20 back to your card ending in 0813. So you'll get that back. You'll also get a cancellation email shortly. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that'll be it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.